Everyone, Brian Stovall here, the tech accountant with the BricoGroup.com and the techaccountant.com. And this week I wanted to bring you a little maybe good news in regards to what's going on with Congress and the fight over the debt ceiling, but there may be a little benefit to all the, I guess you could say, waffling and dragging their feet that's going on, because currently the congressional leaders have yet to approve a budget for the FAA, that's the Federal Aviation Administration, and because they have not done this, airline tickets that have been sold from July 22nd on won't include federal excise tax. Now, what does this mean to taxpayers? Typically, an airline ticket will come with a passenger tax, a segment tax, an international departure tax, and an international arrival tax if you're traveling overseas. So due to the fact that there's a lot of waffling going on due to the debt ceiling, these taxes will not be on any tickets that will be purchased after July 22nd of 2011. So right now there's really a federal excise tax holiday, if you will, on airline tickets and summer travel. So if anyone has summer travel plans, now may be the time to go ahead and fly somewhere, even if that's overseas, because the savings could be quite substantial. Now, there are a couple of airlines that are not playing fair, and they have raised their fees in anticipation of this move. So you can definitely want to price shop when you are looking for fares and fees out on the web. But I hope this information does give you a way to maybe save some money this summer on some travel, keep a little money in your pocket, and when you get to your destination, you can actually have some money to maybe go out to eat, play a round of golf, or do whatever it is you like to do with your friends and family. Again, this is Brian Stovall, the tech accountant with the BricoGroup.com and the techaccountant.com, with a quick tax tip. Have a great day.